Yeah, well, first of all, the 81 million would be to pay for a lot more than the Garda recruits. I mean, we had proposed that we would have 800 new Garda come into force this year, and we would have an estimated, we come back from the with expert expenditure for that, of, I think it was just under 20 million. So I expect there's a lot of other stuff that's in there in regard to that 80 million, including hopefully new equipment and new resources to be put in place for the new model of policing which has been rolled out at present. 700 Gardaí is 100 less than can be come out of Templemore, so we would hope that they'd be back to the full complement and they'd be putting out 800 Gardaí. Unfortunately, it's going to be probably half that we end up actually coming out, because at the end of the day, there's about 300 to 350 retirements each year out of the County Síochána, and there'll probably be a little bit more than that because of this new restructuring that's happening at the moment. We don't feel it goes far enough, and I certainly don't feel that there's enough emphasis been placed on bringing, if you like, civilian recruits coming into the Garda Síochána to work in doing the administrative duties and behind-the-desk stuff that could be done by people who are not trained Gardaí. Of course, the big dilemma in all of this is what Brexit will bring and what kind of situation we'll be in another couple of weeks' time. Nobody is fully sure of that. While there's some level of provision within this budget for to try and work out some of that, and a big portion of it is that there's a large amount of money to put one side for up to 30,000 to 40,000 people becoming unemployed as a consequence of Brexit. A lot of the rural Garda stations have been closed. There are very little signs that they have any intention of reopening them. And you know, in a broader picture, if you stand right back for it, as a society, we have to decide what do we want. And I think that most people would expect that they pay their taxes and they want to be part of a safe society and a safe community. And that one of the things that they would expect is that when they go down to a local Garda station and knock on the door, that there'll be somebody there to open it and to welcome them and to deal with their problems. At the moment, that's not the case for the vast majority of people living in rural Ireland. Of course, because rural Ireland is so isolated, people also have the additional fear. And there is a huge fear, you know, that if something happens, they're a long way from help, they're a long way from assistance, and nothing comes. They have an absence of protection. And I think, you know, having an adequate police service in place is absolutely vital. And if there's anything we should be getting for our taxes, health, justice and education are the three things that should be paramount and should be provided for people as a right, and a basic right in any democracy.